Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we would like to welcome you to this program of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Our founder Acharya, as you know, is His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Padiva Jakacharya Astatarizadashishimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. In this world, everyone is looking to have fun, isn't it? Just like today, we are at Pacific Harbor, and we see that so many people have come here to the beach because they want to have fun. So, sometimes they have fun, and sometimes they don't have fun. Isn't it? Is there anyone in this material world who is having fun all the time? Do you have fun all the time? You see? He cannot say yes. He's an honest man. Sometimes we are enjoying, and sometimes we are suffering. That is the nature of this world. But would you not like to be happy all the time, always enjoying? Wouldn't you? Would you like to always be happy? Tell me, yes or no? Yes. Very good girl. So, we are going to give you a secret today of how you can always be enjoying at every minute, you see. How you can always be swimming in the ocean of bliss. Why only swim in the Pacific Ocean of salt? When you can swim in the ocean of bliss at every minute. It is a very simple formula. If you want to swim in that ocean of bliss at every minute, all you have to do is dive into the nectar by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then you will always be tasting the sweetest nectar. It is called Namamrita. The deathless nectar of the holy names of the Lord. That ocean you will never get tired of swimming in. That ocean you can stay in 24 hours daily. Even when you're at your job, you can be chanting in your mind or softly on your lips, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, this is the real harbor. They have here Pacific Harbor, but we have Hare Krishna Harbor. That place where you can go and always be enjoying the greatest picnic, the greatest day at the beach of Krishna's mercy by always taking shelter of Krishna's name. So we invite you today to understand this sublime philosophy of Krishna consciousness. That there is no reason to ever be unhappy. There is no reason to ever be morose. There is no reason to ever be dissatisfied in any way. You simply have to take shelter of Krishna. Krishna's name, Krishna's devotee, Krishna's representative, the spiritual master, Krishna's teachings, Bhagavad Gita, you see. What does Krishna say? Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitram Idamuttamam, Vachakshavagamam Damyam Shushukam. Note that word, Shushukam, Kartamavyayam. Sukham means enjoyable. Susukam means very enjoyable. So if you think swimming in the frolicking in the waves and on in the sandy shores of Pacific Harbor is sukham, then we can inform you that this Hare Krishna process is susukam. It is billions and trillions of times more enjoyable than swimming on the beach here at Pacific Harbor. So, I was asked to give a brief lecture. So I think I will limit it to 2 hours only. Or maybe 2 minutes. So we thank you all very much. Does anyone have any brief questions? Before we dive into the ocean of nectar. So we thank you very much. Kindly make your life successful. Make this your last lifetime in this material world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
One more kirtan.
Okay, we'll do that.